This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers.
The Islamic music of Sami Youssef, a popular singer made more famous by his music videos that blend MTV style with religious themes, watched by Arabs around the world. Now, Arab television is copying another Western TV phenomenon, the televangelist. In the final part of our series on the Arab media, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Arab channel surfers looking for a dose of Islamic preaching need not surf far. There are dozens of channels to choose from. The militant Shiite group Hezbollah runs a satellite channel that airs a mix of news, entertainment, and calls for jihad against America and Israel. One MTV-style video shows the Statue of Liberty dripping in blood, a knife in her hand instead of a torch. Other channels feature a retinue of Islamic preachers, old men with long beards and stern faces who warn of God's retribution. But there's one channel that's different. It stars a 38-year-old former accountant from Egypt. Amr Khalid has thinning black hair and big expressive eyes. Instead of a long tunic, he wears Western-style suits. The set of his show, Words from the Heart, is sleek and modern. It looks more like the set of an American happy chat show than an Egyptian program about Islam. My goal, says Amr Khalid, is to make young people love religion instead of hating it. Khalid speaks colloquial street Arabic, and instead of lofty theological discourses, his sermons, or what might better be described as Islamic rap sessions, deal with everyday topics, dating, family life, drug use.
I think in some ways he's a cross between Dr. Phil and Billy Graham.
Lindsay Wise, an American living in Cairo, has studied the Amr Khalid phenomenon for years.
He tends to really emphasize Islam as something trendy, something very cool, something productive and positive. He has very warm style, although sometimes people think he gets overexcited and gets a little bit screechy.
Khalid's TV producer acknowledges that he was inspired in part by watching Christian televangelists in the U.S. The parallels are hard to miss. There's the simple, uplifting message, the energetic pacing, and the merchandise, T-shirts, keychains, and stickers bearing the logo of his most popular show. Amr Khalid is clearly onto something. In a few short years, he's achieved fame of Oprah proportions. His website is the most popular Islamic site in the world. His satellite TV shows are watched by millions of Arabs from Morocco to Gaza. A Jordanian company is even making Amr Khalid's sermons available via cell phone, for a fee, of course. He's especially popular with the middle and upper classes, like those who attend elite universities.
So we're in this beautiful courtyard at the American University in Cairo, and you see a lot of students in blue jeans, but also a fair number of women in the hijab with their head covered. Would you have seen that when you were a student here?
You would have seen some students with hijab, absolutely, but not to the scale at all. That has changed a lot.
That's Shireen Bayoumi, a former student at the American University and now an NPR interpreter in Cairo. We walk over to a table of students, women, all wearing hijab. One of them, Nora Aled, says she was never particularly religious until she began watching Amr Khalid's TV show.
Well, the fact that he's younger than all the other Islamic sheikhs, and that's making him more popular among younger people, and he understands exactly what we're going through, and he knows how to talk to us in our language.
In fact, Amr Khalid has contributed to the advent of born-again, or what people here call veiled-again, Muslims, an entire generation of Egyptians who are often more religious than their parents. Laila Fado Agaritli is in her early 20s and covered in an especially modest hijab. Not that long ago, she says, she dressed like an American teenager.
Jeans, T-shirts, swimming suits, usual.
Was it like one day you woke up and said, I'm going to wear a hijab?
No, I started like reading in my religion and understanding it more. And I found that there are many misconceptions and we understood our religion in a wrong way. And that was a major drawback. So I started learning it the right way and I discovered it's so easy to follow it. And it's so No, it's so good.
Amr Khalid does have his critics, though, and they come from both ends of the religious spectrum. Secular Arabs worry that he may not be as moderate as he sounds. Khalid has consistently condemned violent attacks in the name of Islam, including the London bombings of 2 weeks ago. But still, they worry that he is, as some call him, the smiling face of extremism. More conservative Muslims also have their concerns. Some accuse Khalid of hawking a dumbed-down version of Islam, Islam Light.
Personally as well, I don't like to be one of his audience.
That's Dalia Yusuf. You would think she'd be a huge Amr Khalid fan. She's a devout Muslim. Her head's covered in the hijab. She works at a website called Islam Online. But she's suspicious of Amr Khalid and the cult of personality that's grown around him.
One of the most important criticisms about the Islamic movements it was that just the people follow without any kind of awareness or enlightenment or independency. So again, we don't want like another way of following the leaders blindly.
Others worry that Amr Khalid has political ambitions, while Nawara is an activist with an Egyptian opposition party.
He doesn't talk today about religion anymore. He talks about unemployment. He talks about the 80 million people for whom we have to create work. He talks about being positive and taking positive steps to mend what's been broken. So this is someone who prepares himself for a political endeavor. I'm certain of this.
Amr Khalid insists he has no desire to enter politics, but the Egyptian government is clearly worried about his enormous popularity. 3 years ago, it banned him from preaching and asked him to leave the country. He now lives in England. But these days, it's difficult to truly exile a media star like Amr Khalid. His satellite TV shows and internet sites are more popular than ever, despite the government ban, or perhaps because of it. None of this, says Khalid, should worry the Egyptian government or the West. In fact, Khalid's friend and producer, Ahmed Abu Heba, says the U.S. should be encouraged by the rise of moderate Muslim voices like Amr Khalid.
I believe that if the Islamic trend, or if these Islamic values that we are promoting now on television, starting to be in the daily life of the people, I believe that the Western culture will find a very good partner to share.
Eric Weiner, NPR News.
And Eric's series this week on Arab media was produced by Day to Day's Martha Little. You can hear more and see more at our website, npr.org. Day to Day continues. I'm Alex Chadwick.